they always believed that you could never build rights on the broken rights of other people, that all rights were connected. Everyone has basic human rights, and they all have to be affirmed. So Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Victoria Woodhull, Elizabeth Blackwell, all the original suffragists and really successful women early on in this movement were very pro-life. Now, that wasn't a word then, but they talked about it in really strong terms, that to will away the life of the infant, which is what was happening there, and the death of the child undermined the rights of the woman. Alice Paul, the original author of the Equal Rights Amendment, called abortion the ultimate exploitation of women. In Susan B. Anthony's newspaper, she said the act will burden a woman's conscience and life, will burden her soul in the grave, but thrice guilty is the one that drove her to the dreadful deed. It will burn her conscience and life and her soul in the grave. This is deep. This is not just some sort of policy issue. So they have a lot to teach us, and so her pardoning brings back those lessons, those conversations that she and the original suffragists had, especially should bring it back to the people who call themselves feminists now, that it should be a wider berth than it currently contains.